Praise the Lord. Well, there's so much to say and so little time. But we give God the praise this morning. As I waited on the Lord, the word he gave me is the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. First, I want us to know that the Holy Spirit is real. He was in the beginning of creation. The Holy Spirit is God himself. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis chapter 1. And I'll just read 1, 2, and 3. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. This is what I want us to pay attention to. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. 3 says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. So we can see that the Holy Spirit was even in the beginning of creation. God the Father uttered out a word. And the word was formed into flesh. If we read John, it says, and the word was made flesh. That was Jesus. But here it says, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the waters. The Holy Spirit made it happen. So without the Holy Spirit, things cannot be created. Because God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they are all wrapped up in one. One cannot operate without the other. They created the universe as one. They do miracles as one. They are still in operation today as one. And when we come together as children of God with what has just happened this morning, when we worship and praise God, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit. And when he comes, he starts to move in different ways. Sometimes we wait to see until the pastor lays hands on us and then we fall. You don't have to fall sometimes. Sometimes his anointing will come upon you. Yes, you may be slain. But sometimes you don't have to, but he is there. And this morning I want us to believe that the Holy Spirit is here. I don't know how many of us believe him this morning. I don't know how many of us really queued into his presence this morning. But his presence here is so strong. And it's so real. I'm going to have to skip a lot of things because of time. Yes, Lord, have your way, Father. Have your way, Father. The Holy Spirit is a divine person, like the Father, the Son. They are together. The Holy Spirit craves for communion with us. He wants to have a relationship with us. If we read 2 Corinthians, because of time, some of these things we may not read, but if you can please jot the scriptures down and go back and read them. 2 Corinthians 13:14 says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. He wants to have a relationship with you. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. When worship is going on, the Holy Spirit moves around and He lays His hands upon us. He heals our bodies. The Holy Spirit encourages us. He strengthens us. He is not rough. Last week, our mother was singing here, He does not compel us to do anything, but He makes us willing to be yielded unto Him. He walks through vessels that are yielded. He doesn't force us to do anything. The Holy Spirit wants us to know this morning that He wants to baptize us for this season. You may be saying, what is she talking about? What is she talking about? For the word of the Lord says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He wants to give you a brand new life if you have not known Him. He wants your heart to have a rebirth, born of the Spirit of the living God. He wants to reside in you, abide in you, walk His ways through you. He is a miracle worker. Some do not believe in miracles, but miracles still exist. The Holy Spirit does the impossible things, and He is ready to do the impossible things in Mount Zion. He says, I have closed the chapter of the past, and behold, all things have become new. He is bringing newness to Mount Zion. And He does not want us to grieve Him. He moves sometimes in ways that we do not understand, or in ways that we are not familiar with. And when you begin to see things that you're not familiar with, that to us it seems uncommon, just flow with the Spirit. For He knows all things. We do not know how to pray, like Romans tells us in chapter 8. He says, but the Spirit, He helps our infirmities, because He's the only one that knows the depth of the heart of God the Father. The Bible tells us that we ask, we receive not because we ask not. And that when we even ask, we ask amiss. But the Holy Spirit can never ask amiss, because He knows the heart of God the Father. Hey, I keep hearing Him saying, I want to commune with my people. If you will hear His voice today, don't harden your heart. He wants to make a treasure out of you. He wants to make you a treasure of gold. He says, I want to reshape you. I want to form you. He's here right now. He's here right now. He's here right now. He says it's not about age, it's not about height or weight. He's ready to walk through vessels that are yielded. He says, come unto me and allow me to remold you. Come unto me and allow me to reshape you. I am the Spirit of adoption. Let me adopt you in the well-beloved. He says, don't be satisfied or content with the level that you are in. He says, I'm deeper than the level that you know me. I am higher than the level that you have experienced me. He says, come. Come that I may take you higher, that you may see clearly. He is here in our midst. Oh, thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. I want you to know that the Holy Spirit speaks. Thank you, ma'am. In the book of Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit spoke. He can speak through a vessel. He speaks through the word of God. He speaks through creation. He speaks even through the weather. He says, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Where he says, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, can you put your name there? He wants you to be separated in this season, O Mount Zion, for the work that he has called you to do, Mount Zion, it is mighty. You can look at yourselves as though, oh, we are little in number. But the Holy Spirit is mighty and strong. The Holy Spirit can walk through two individuals. The Holy Spirit can walk through one vessel. All he needs is unity. Unity of heart. He longed to speak to us and with us. Many a times we talk at him, but he likes to communion to speak with us. We pray in the morning, or we do our worship, we do our praises, we get up and we keep going, but he wants us to listen to him also. How would you feel if I came to you and I just talk and talk and talk and talk, and at the end of my talk, I just get up and I leave? You'll feel insulted, won't you? Because you have something that you like to tell me. He's saying to us many a times, we talk at him, but not with him. He wants to talk with us. Communication. Jesus says, what I see the Father do, I do also. That means he and his Father, they're always in communication. Jesus would never do anything without the instruction of his Father. Amen. All that he did in his lifetime, he did by the instruction of his Father. And in unity with the Holy Spirit. Many a time in our churches, we don't acknowledge him. We don't even pay attention to him. But Jesus says, I am done. I am leaving. But I'm going to send you the third person of the Godhead. He says he will be here and he will lead you into all truth. You cannot operate in truth without the presence of the Holy Spirit. You cannot know the truth without the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit just doesn't work in certain individuals. He just doesn't speak through a particular individual. He speaks through every willing vessel. If you're yielded to him, it will operate through you. If you're yielded to him, it will perform miracles through you. If you're yielded to him, like our sister is standing at the door and ushering people into the sanctuary, she is operating through the power of the Holy Spirit, of whom we can do absolutely nothing. Who is the Holy Spirit to us? He is the Spirit of adoption. Romans 8:14 to 15. Because of time, we're not going to read them, but please make a note of them. He is a spirit of grace and supplication. In the book of Zechariah 12:10, he is the one that makes supplications even for the saints. He is a spirit of wisdom and understanding in the book of Isaiah chapter 11 verse 12. He is a spirit of counsel and might in Isaiah 11:6. He is a spirit of knowledge and of the fear of God. I want to repeat that. He is a spirit of knowledge and of the fear of God. Isaiah 11:2. The spirit of truth is who he is. John 14:17-16-13. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of holiness, without which no man shall see God. 1 Thessalonians 4:7-8. He is the spirit of Jesus Christ. Like you hear, you maybe say, I'm confused. What are they talking about? The Holy Spirit separate from Jesus and God the Father? They are not separated. It's the same. As you are, Sister Yolanda, can you come out for a second, please? You see her, who is she? Who is she? Sister, she's Sister Yolanda. She's a person. This is a body. She has a soul and she has a spirit. It's the same operation with God the Father. The Father is a Son and the Father is also a spirit. So as you're here now, as flesh as she is, you see her as human being, she has a spirit within her and she has a soul within her. Thank you. So it's the same thing with God the Father. They cannot be separated, just as you cannot separate Sister Yolanda. Amen? As you're walking with your spirit man and you have a soul in you. It's the same thing with God the Father. So don't get confused with that. They are the same, walking all in all. The Lord. So he is the spirit of Jesus Christ in Romans 8:9. He is the comforter. John 14:16. Are you hurting this morning? Are you heavy laden this morning? Are you not sure about tomorrow? The Holy Spirit is here to comfort you. As someone hurts you so badly and you feel you cannot let go, the Holy Spirit helps us to forgive. Are there limitations in your life? And you think, I cannot. Well, begin to say, I can, because the Holy Spirit is within you. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit searches all things. 1 Corinthians 2:10. There is nothing hidden from the Holy Spirit. What we do in the dark, he sees. What we say in the secret, he knows. He says he is the revealer of hidden things. If he can search the heart of God the Father and know what is there and brings it down to us, you know he can search your heart and know what is there. He is the only one that gives us the ability to do what we do. I want to talk about his agent, is the agent of salvation and his sanctification and his service. He is the one that convicts us of sins. You know, before we gave our lives to the Lord, there are things that we did that just seemed so right. But now, as we begin to walk and journey with the Spirit of God, it begins to convict us of sin. There is a songwriter that says, "Now I know I was wrong, but it seemed so right when I gave my life to Him. The Holy Spirit tells me I was wrong." So there are times in our lives, even now, that we may do things wrong, right? And in your quiet moments, because it does not bash like man, it speaks to us. It doesn't talk when you are having so much noise and disturbance and you're raging and you're angry. He waits and he convicts you. You were wrong. And he embraces us even with our wrongdoing. All he wants us is to be broken and come in repentance. We talked about he reveals the truth of who Jesus is to us. He gives us the new birth. In John 3:3-6, he gives us the new birth. Let us read that very quickly, because that is very important, that we're born again. We must be born again. We must be born of the Spirit of God. Going to church is good, but it's not enough. Singing in choir is good, but it's not enough. We must be born again. John chapter 3. Let me start from 1. There was a man of the Pharisee, spiritual man, named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again." I want us to say that, please. "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Now, what is it to be born? Nicodemus was asking. Nicodemus said unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Listen to the reply of Jesus. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." 6. That is why we're staying. "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." When we were born, the Bible says we were born into sin. We were born in flesh. Like Isaiah said, "Woe is me, for I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips. I myself am unclean." But Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord, when you accept him in your heart and you confess him with your mouth, there is a sudden rebirth. There is a transformation within you. And that is operated by the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. He makes us to be partakers of God's nature. The Holy Spirit makes us a partaker of God's nature. 2 Peter 1 and 4. He wants us to be like Christ. He wants to stamp the image of Jesus Christ in our hearts. He wants us to live a holy, sanctified life. He is the one that teaches us, that transforms us, especially now that the Lord is speaking about Mount Zion. God is about to do something. Something is about to break forth. I don't know how many people believe it in the house, but I believe there is a supernatural power that is about to break loose in Mount Zion. And it's not just going to be just Pastor Obi, Sister Keziah, Sister Yolanda, or Sister Inka, or Pastor Emmanuel. The Holy Spirit wants to explode in the atmosphere down to the children. We may say, oh, the children are so little. He wants to baptize the children with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He wants them to start doing the impossible. I don't know about you. I don't know your expectations, but I see dead being brought into Mount Zion and they rise. I see blind eyes opening. I see deaf ears hearing. I see the dumb speaking. I see the cripple rising up, because this is the time, this is the season of the Spirit of the living God, the apostolic season. It is an apostolic season. And you say, oh, is she scaring us? No. Because when the power comes upon you, it gives you boldness. Years back, I cannot stand and talk in front of people. I have phobia for people. I always feel I cannot, until one day the power of the Holy Spirit came upon me and gave me boldness. The Bible says the righteous, they are what? As bold as a lion. Let nothing intimidate you. God is about to use you. God is about to use you. I don't know if you're believing it. God is about to use you. And is about to fortify us and sanctify us. The Holy Spirit produces the seed of righteousness in us. Like Galatians 5:22, down, you know, the fruit of the Spirit, patience, long-suffering, kindness, meekness, and temperance, and love. He does all that. And is ready to do it. John 14:12, he performs miracles through vessels. God can use my little angel there to lay hands on me. I tell you something, don't despise little children. Don't despise them in this season. For the Spirit of the Lord will use them to and for His glory. I remember when my little niece was still very young. She must have been about 4 years old. And I was having so much pain on my feet. And my feet were swollen for whatever reason. And she saw me, this child saw me in pain. You remember that season of my life? And this child came to me, and she, without even asking me anything, she laid those two hands on my feet, and she started, Robabaka, Senebo, Tereboka. She was speaking in tongues. And by the time this girl had finished, the Lord God of Abraham, He brought down the swollen feet. It was an immediate, instant healing. Don't despise them. If you have them in your house, don't despise them. God is about to use them. They will prophesy. They will speak with new tongues. It is the word of the Lord. He says, in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit. That means the Holy Spirit will reside on every vessel. He says, your sons and your daughters, they shall prophesy. They are here in Mount Zion. I see visionaries. I see giftings coming up. There's so much, but I need to give Pastor his time. If you are, Daddy, I'm doing a breakthrough night, he said, sir. I'm doing breakthrough night. Okay, we'll expatiate more on the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let us just stop here for now. So I invite you for the breakthrough night. Please come. We're going to be talking a lot about the Holy Spirit. He is so real. Have you ever been driving and you're going one direction and all of a sudden you just hear that small, still voice saying to you, take this route. And when you do, when you look at the news, a terrible accident on the path that you could have taken. Let him speak to you this morning. You can say, oh, I don't know how to hear his voice. He speaks. He will make you hear his voice if you're willing. He will teach you how to hear his voice if you're willing. He will open your eyes to see him through his word. It will open your eyes to see him through visions. It will open your ears to hear him clearly. Clearly. This morning, if you will hear his voice, don't harden your heart. You may say, what is she talking about? We're saved. Are you truly saved? Are you really saved? Have you given him all? Have you laid all on the altar of sacrifice? Or do you only pay attention to him when you feel it suits you? Or are you angry when he corrects you? The Bible says we're not bastards, we're children. And it's a child that you love that you correct. He will not just see us and just allow us to wander away. He wants us close to himself. He is here now. Shall you just bow your heads and begin to speak to him? He is here now. And then listen, tell him, help me to listen that I may hear you. Help me to listen to your voice. Teach me how to listen to your voice. The Holy Spirit is here. He's sitting beside you. He's with you. He's in the children's department. He's with the ushers. He's with the choir. He is all over. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. You have said so much to us in Mount Zion. We are expectant. We're moving out of the way that you may fill every vessel. Do with us that which pleases you. It is your time. It is your season. It is your moment. It is your hour. That you begin to display the glory of the Lord. That the unbelief will believe that you still move. That you still do miracles. That you still heal. That you still heal. That you still heal. That you still heal us from sin. That you still convict us. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God. Jesus to those that do not believe. We stand in total surrender unto you. And we say, not unto us, but unto you will your will be done. Thank you, sweet Spirit of the living God. Thank you. Thank you. I will reveal my truth unto my people, says the Lord. I will come in this season and I will display the effectiveness of the cross. I will make known the throne of God here on earth. Yes, indeed, it is an apostolic move. Yes, it is true that it is an apostolic move, and I will release fire on those that are ready to walk with me. There is a price to pay, but it is worth it. There is a price to pay, but it is so worth it. I will release, indeed, yes, I will bring visionaries. Indeed, yes, will I speak, and it shall come to pass. Yes, if you will acknowledge me. Yes, if you will be yielded unto me, Mount Zion. All that I have promised, yes, will I do. I will raise the dead and break the coffins of death. I will do that which I have said I will do. I am your helper, and I will help you. You will not do it by your power. It will not take your strength, but it will take me, the Holy Spirit. For my cloud of glory is in the sanctuary, my people. The cloud of my presence is in the sanctuary, my people. Tap, tap, tap into me. I am your Lord. I am your God. I do all things well and I make all things beautiful. I do not do wrong. I am the Lord. I am your God. I am your God. I am your God. Pastor Kofi, the Lord says, when the Lord turned around the captivity of Zion, he says they became as those who slept. The Lord says he will turn your situation and your circumstance around, and you will wonder how. It will be so sudden. He says, as if he visited in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, he says, suddenly the Spirit of the Lord came upon them. He says, it's going to be sudden. Sudden that I will turn your situations around. And your circumstances I will switch and use for my glory. The Lord says, I do not do wrong. All I do is right. He says, son, you are in the place of training at this time. He says, you are in the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the class of the Holy Spirit, training by the hand of the Holy Spirit. So when that time comes, you will know no one could have done it but the Holy Spirit. My sister over there, I don't know her name, my sister, yes. The Lord says, he that seek me shall find me. The Lord says, and because you're seeking him, you have found him. The Lord says, don't turn to the right, don't turn to the left. The Lord says, fix your eyes on Jesus. Be focused. Be focused. The Lord says to tell you that you are in the right place. Be focused. You are in the right place. Don't let anything tear you away from his presence. The Lord says you may look at yourself as though you're nothing and you belittle yourself. He says, but you're so full of my spirit and my glory. Somebody help me here. Sister Keziah, can you come and help, please? Somebody help her. He says, you're so full of his glory and of his power and of his presence. He says, and he, God, will do the impossible things. He will take you to a height that you never thought of dreaming to. The Lord says, I will give you a new name. I will give you a new name. He says, you have been labeled as shame, but I, God, will give you a new name. He says, I will call your name Triumph, and I will open your gate, and no man will ever be able to close that gate. He says, before you, there are angels guiding you. Behind you, they are there. On your side, they are there. The Lord says, I am God, and because I am victorious, you will live in victory. The Lord is giving you a new name. He says, it's a new name. I see angels around you and they're singing that wonderful name, that wonderful name, that wonderful name around you. And he says, he will call your gates victory, and he will call your bars a praise. My sister, you may not be doing anything in church now. Get yourself involved with the praise group. Get yourself enlisted with the choir. Get yourselves enlisted with the choir. For it is through that that the gifting will start to blossom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is your moment. This is your hour. This is your season. Glorify Jesus. Glorify Jesus. Glorify Jesus. Where is that son, Lama? Where is he? Young man. The hand of the Lord is on you, rested upon you so mightily. The Lord says, I want to make you fishers of men. I want to make you fishers of men. The season that your turn is over, he says, my turn now. I want to use you to teach the word. I want you to stay in my presence and learn of me and go out and rightfully divide the word of truth. He says, I've put my words in your mouth, and your words that you bring forth, they will never return back to me void. They will accomplish the purpose. I hear him say, separate yourself, son. Separate yourself. Come out from among them and be separated. Completely come out. Come out. Come out that I may use you as fishers of men. I see you leading young people, young men, young women. I see you as a leader. The Holy Spirit says, I want to make you fishers. Humble yourself in the mighty hand, under his mighty hand, that he, God, may exalt you. Read the word. Study. Just don't know it. Study. Chew it. Swallow it. Let it be bitter in your mouth, but in your belly, let it become sweet. And go and spit it out. You're a magnet. The Lord says you're a magnet. Wherever you go, people come to you. He says, magnet them into the nest. Cast that net to the right side. Bring them in. Go out. Seek the spiritually blind, deafened spiritually, dumb spiritually, cripple spiritually, bring them into the fold. I'm in need of you, says the Spirit. I'm in need of you. This word may seem so strange to you, but I hear him say, I'm desperately in need of you. He says, I'm desperately in need of you. Mother Miriam says, your heart is so tender before him. Your heart towards him is so tender. And you long after him every time. You crave for him every time. And he says, I hear him say, you are mine. And I am yours. You are mine. And I am yours. And our little girl, the hand of the Lord is so strong on that daughter of Zion. The hand of the Lord is so strong on you, sweetheart. The hand of the Lord is so strong on you. And God wants to use you. As little as you are, God wants to use you. How old is she now? 8. By the time you're 10, you're going to be hearing the voice of God. Don't be afraid. Whatever he says to you to say, you say, okay? Whatever he tells you to do, you do. 10. To visit you mightily, and he will talk to you in language that you can understand. You will have no confusion in your spirit. Where is Adeze? Adeze, I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit says, they that wait upon the Lord, their strength shall be renewed. He says, I will renew your strength every day. He says, that which you think you have lost shall be restored unto you. He says, I am the restorer and the rebuilder of old waste places. I will rebuild that which the enemy tore down. And then will you know that I am your God. And then will you know that it is my hand that has done this and not the hand of man. He says, stand. Don't give up. Stand. And I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit say unto you, how does the hand of a champion, how does it go? A winner. Folded it, he says, a winner's hand is always lifted up. You're a winner, not a loser. I will make you a blessing in your generation. All that you confront now is for a season. It says, but joy is coming in the morning. It says, joy is coming. He's saying what he's saying to you now. The Holy Spirit says, take it serious. For joy is awaiting you in the morning. You will not be confused. You will not be molested by the enemy. You are like a delicate egg in the hand of God. He's watching over you. And he says, he, God, he acknowledges you as a child of obedience. So the house of Mount Zion, this is what the Lord says. That your door of praise should never be shut. You should have always a heart of thanksgiving and a heart of gratitude. He says, I, God, I hear God says, I'm coming to display myself. And to those that don't understand what the Holy Spirit is doing right now, please take him serious. If you don't understand any move of the Holy Spirit, just be quiet in your spirit and just say, reveal yourself to me. And he says, he will. He says, he will. Don't condemn gifts that you see. It grieves the Holy Spirit to see that he's been laughed at, scorned at, or mocked at. Pastor, the Lord is saying that he wants to release a fresh fire. A fresh fire of a new season upon you. The Lord says, I've told you before that your ministration will be different. He says, get ready for it.